Hi, this is Rhonda Hess. You may be wondering, should I leave a message if I don't directly reach a person for an informational interview? Well, here's the thing. I wouldn't. Think of how you'd respond if you got a call from someone you don't know who's wanting to ask you some questions, and you asked them to do the work of calling you back, or they asked you, rather, to do the work of calling you back. Maybe you would, but maybe you wouldn't call them back. So a better method is usually to note when you called, the day of the time, the day of the week that you called, and call them back at a different time on a different day or maybe later that day. It's a good idea to try to reach somebody voice to voice as much as possible. Now, if you've chosen a target audience and for whatever reason they just don't answer their phone, that could be an accessibility issue. But you could then, in that case, after you've tried several times, to leave a very succinct, very friendly, very clear message of what you want support with and ask them if they would be willing to call you back one way or another just to let you know, yes, I'm willing to do this, or no, I'm not willing to do this with you.